them and us Boris's millionaire squad. After quitting the cabinet, Boris Johnson is still living rent-free in a £20 million official residence. The Foreign Office pays six-figure rent to the Queen for Johnson's squat, £482,341 in 2015, says the Mirror. At the same time, he is collecting rental income of more than £10,000 a year from a £2.3 million house he owns, according to Parliament's Register of Interests. The millionaire Tory gets big money from the Telegraph for columns, £250,000 a year, while he was Mayor of London. He'll also get £17,000 compensation for resigning, on top of his £77,379 MP salary, before pension and expenses, 33k working homeless. Meanwhile, the number of working families in temporary accommodation has risen to 33,300, says Shelter, up from 19,300 in 2013. Shop workers, builders, engineers, and chefs are among those holding down jobs, while having no home to show for it. In expensive cities like Bristol, workers even bed down in caravans, horse boxes, railway arches and disused public toilets. Of course, with leeching buy-to-let landlords like Ken's Fergus Wilson running the show, it's no surprise. Not content with barring colored tenants from his homes for leaving a curry smell, the bigot has just evicted four single mothers. His reason? The council only lets him leave new mums without hot water for 4 days at a time. Rather than forking out for proper boiler maintenance, Wilson kicked out his rent payers. The socialist says, kick out Wilson and the big landlords. For compulsory registration of private landlords, caps on rents, and a mass council house building program,